Following an attack on an aid convoy in Darfur, World Vision suspends work in Sudan. There's new leadership at the helm of a mission aviation group, and a local Christian radio station gets sold out for Christ in Dallas, Texas. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Darfur's upcoming peace talks are expected to be a huge challenge. The rebel leader has already refused a temporary truce, leading to further security erosion. The instability has hit Christian aid agency World Vision personally, and the casualties will be the refugees. World Vision's Rachel Wolf.
A convoy of two World Vision vehicles was attacked, and three of our aid workers were seriously wounded. Thankfully, they are all stable, but this has forced us to temporarily suspend our work for a couple weeks. So we're eager to get back to our work, but we want to make sure that security can be assured for our staff.
Their staff may not be able to overtly evangelize, but Wolf says their actions are watched for consistency.
I think everyone that saw this incident was so thankful that lives were spared. That is certainly a testimony. And that diligence to continue the work, understanding that so many people are depending on us, I think, is a testimony as well.
Next, humanitarian aid in the forms of funding and scripture are being provided for Peruvian quake survivors. The European Union will be sending an additional 6 million euros to aid in providing shelter, water, food, and sanitation to those left homeless by the quake. Comfort's also been provided in the form of blankets and Spanish scripture sent by International Bible Society Send the Light. This aid comes as hope and a light to those depending on it for survival. You're listening to Mission Network News. Leadership is shifting at Mission Aviation Fellowship. In January 2008, John Boyd will be taking the place of current President Kevin Swanson. Under Swanson, MAF successfully changed locations and expanded ministry in several areas. Boyd has served with MAF for 15 years, in the field as a pilot and as CEO of MAF South Africa and Vice President of Ministry Advancement. His vision is that MAF becomes even more strategic in bringing the gospel to the world. Pray for wisdom as he steps into this new role. Meanwhile, a radio station in Texas is encouraging listeners to be doers and not just hearers only. Doug Price, KVTT station manager, says they're partnering this Saturday with Buckner International's Shoes for Orphan Souls for a sold-out celebration.
We had learned that the opportunity to be able to collect shoes from our listeners was available and had never been done in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in the last 5 years. So we wanted to get out there and be able to let our listeners participate in what was an international missions project. And thus far, we've been just thrilled with the results.
Price says the shoe drive and the distribution trips go a long ways toward making faith in Christ real.
The Christian church has put a lot of emphasis on evangelism and that moment in time when we make a decision for Christ. And I think the focus needs to be on discipleship. And this is an opportunity for people to really get out and actually show who they are in Christ.
And many Christians in the West have no idea that there are 200 million Christians worldwide who are persecuted for their faith in Christ. They're being honored through a music project partnership between Mission Network News and Discovery House Music. MNN's anchor and executive director Greg Yoder says,
well, it's called Better Than Life. Celebrating today's stories of faith, it features Scott Kerpane, Shannon Wexelberg, and Charles Billingsley, and it coincides kind of with the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. The idea is that we want Christians in the West to be aware that there are people literally dying for their faith in Christ.
Most of the songs were inspired by stories heard on MNN. Yoder says it's designed to do two things.
To raise awareness of those who are suffering for their faith, and secondly, to encourage believers who are worshiping in free countries to share their faith, to get out of their comfort zone and do something for Christ.
It's being offered to MNN listeners before it's in the stores. Go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.